Hi, everyone, and welcome to Eagles Training Camp. I'm Alex Smith, and the man sitting to my left is Eagles tight end Zach Ertz. Zach, training camp number 5 for you already. I mean, where's the time going? Can you believe it's already 5th year in the NFL?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, the time has just gone by so fast. Luckily, I've played here my entire career. It's truly been a blessing being here in Philadelphia. I've loved it ever since we moved out here 5 years ago now. It's incredible. I don't know really where the time's gone, but it's been an amazing time so far.
What do you remember most about your rookie training camp in 2013?
How lost I was, probably. Stanford's graduation rules didn't prohibit me, or I wasn't allowed to come out here for that whole spring. So being here in August was the first time I'd ever really stepped foot in the city. And everything was a whirlwind. I was blocking guys that were way bigger, way stronger, way faster than me. So, I mean, I just got my butt kicked. It was a humbling experience going against Trent Cole every day. But I think I got better because of it, mentally and physically.
Zach, when you look at the offense last year, the tight ends were a huge part in it. You had over 800 receiving yards. What do you take away from last year when you look back at it?
Yeah, I think obviously it was big year for us, having Carson as our quarterback, knowing who the guy's going to be for the next 15 years, hopefully. And hopefully I'll be with him for all the years coming forward. But it was a good year for the tight ends. We're definitely not satisfied by any means. I think we got a big chip on our shoulder as a group. We got a lot of really talented players in the room. We got an unbelievable coach in Justin Peele. So I think it's going to be a better year this year.
What's the next step for you personally?
I would just think winning, going to the playoffs and winning a playoff game. I mean, I went to the playoffs in 13, my rookie year. We played the Saints in that game, but we lost. And we haven't been back since. We haven't really competed for the division since. So that's the goal this year, is to win the NFC East and then hopefully win a playoff game.
Is there a sense of urgency within the locker room to get back into the playoffs?
For sure. I mean, we don't come out here just to come out here and play. We come out here to win football games. We're not busting our butts in August and even in the spring just to be an average football team. We want to be a great football team. That's the goal this year, and we've been working really hard at it this summer.
Zach, you mentioned it's year 2 with Carson, but the offense looks a little different this year with the guys on the outside, new receivers brought in, new faces. What will that do for you and the tight end group in the middle of the field?
We'll see. I mean, obviously we got to go out there and make plays. That's all that really matters at the end of the day. It's going to be a little bit of a learning curve at the beginning just to kind of figure out everything, but I think that started a long time ago in the spring. Guys kind of finding their roles each and every day. I mean, we added two extremely talented, extremely proven guys in Torrey and Alshon, and the whole level of the receiving core has risen because of it. Nelson's had an unbelievable spring and summer. Jordan Matthews getting back healthy, having a great start to camp. Marcus Johnson has looked phenomenal. Each and every day he's out here making plays. He's been unbelievable so far this summer. So we got a really talented group. I think Coach Mike Groh is doing an unbelievable job with that crew. Bringing him in was a huge addition for our football team. Probably one of the more underrated things that we did this offseason was signing Mike. So we're excited about the team, excited about that unit.
It seems like there's a new sense of energy, a new sense of focus with this group. Do you feel that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, year 2 with Carson, year 2 with Duck. I mean, there should be a reason for optimism. We got an unbelievable offensive line. We got a proven front 7 on defense, extremely talented safeties, and we got a lot of talent on this football team, honestly. So I think there's a huge reason for optimism with this team.
All right, Zach, my last question for you. What's more stressful, game planning or wedding planning?
Well, luckily I didn't have to do much wedding planning. Julie did all of that. The game planning, I would say, is a little more stressful, but I don't really have to do any of that. So I just kind of go out there and show up and make sure I'm at my best for both occasions.
Eagles tight end Zach Ertz, thank you very much for joining us. And thank you all for joining us right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.